有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在是仰望你。
Lord, we really lift our heads towards you.
因为我们的一切都在乎你。
Because everything is in you.
主，我们为着这个晚上的聚会，我们仰望主你扶持的恩典。
Lord, for tonight's meeting, Lord, we lift up our face towards your grace.
叫我们里边外边的人都能够刚强起来。
So that in us and outside of us, we may be strong and courageous.
我们知道不是靠着我们，乃是靠着那加给我们力量的主。
Lord, we know that it is not by ourselves, but it is you who add on to our strength.
我们愿主你向我们说话。
Lord, we ask that you speak to us.
因为你所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Because your words reach to the ears of those who are listening.
我们祷告祈求乃是靠主耶稣的圣灵。
Our prayers are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们下午在读过约书亚记的第一章的二节，那边有一句话啊，是神对约书亚说：“你要起来。”
In the afternoon, we went over the book of Joshua, chapter 1, and God tells Joshua to rise up.
那么在这里，我们跟大家交通到的“你要起来”，指着约书亚自己这个人来讲，是指这三件事情。
And when God told Joshua to rise up, we were talking about these three things.
那么第一件事情就是讲到你要在神的时候上面要起来。
And the first thing is to rise up during the time when God had appointed.
那么第二件事情就是要约神要约书亚说你要在信心的上面要起来。
And the second thing, God asked Joshua to rise up in faith.
那么第三件事情就是神就告诉约书亚说你要带领以色列人要进到迦南地的时候你这个人的眼界要起来。
And the third thing is that when God asks, when Joshua leads his people into the land of Canaan, his visions must rise up.
Sight.
His sight must rise up.
那么在这里我们当然是我们讲到这三件事情是非常重要的。
And we know that these three things are all very important.
那么我们在往下读的时候，我们从第二节读到第五节，还有四件事情是约书亚要起来的。
And after we continue to read down through the verses, there are four more things God asked Joshua to rise up.
那么这四件事情呢，是跟团体有关系的。
And these four things are related to the assembly.
那么不是约书亚一个人要进迦南地区。
It's not Joshua who himself alone is going to the land of Canaan.
今天很多的神儿女到了神的家来，他们的眼光都是放在自己个人的上面。
When many brothers and sisters come into the church,Their sight is on themselves.
他们觉得我有得着，我没有得着。
They keep on thinking to themselves, have I received or have I not received?
所以他们的眼光不在神的家的上面。
So their sight is not upon the house of the Lord.
但是在这个我们看见，这个神告诉约书亚说你要起来的时候，是有四件事情是跟身体有关系的。
But when the Lord tells Joshua to rise up,It is related to four things about the body.
那么第一个我们看在一章的三节那里边神对约书亚说。
So in the first chapter, verse 3, God tells Joshua,
说你要起来凡你脚所踏的所、你要和众百姓过这约旦河往我所要赐给以色列人的地区。
Chapter 1, verse 2.Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them to inherit.
所以我们知道进迦南地不是约书亚一个人的单打独斗的。
So it is not the burden of Joshua himself alone of going into the land of Canaan.
他不能一个人过了约旦河，他跑在前面，他不管别人了。
He cannot himself cross the Jordan River by himself and be ahead of everyone else.
弟兄姊妹，因为进迦南地是神对以色列百姓的旨意。
Because this, entering the land of Canaan is a promise of God to the whole Israelite.
若是离开了以色列人的众百姓，约书亚就算是他一个人进了迦南地，他活不了的。
Even if away from the Israelites, Joshua will not survive by himself when he enters the Canaanite.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们要进到那个丰丰富富的生命的里边。
So today we will describe about receiving a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须从这句话里边，我们要明白一个原则。
We must understand one thing from this verse.
又是我们若是离开了身体的那个感觉，离开了团体的意向，我们的丰富就完全走错路了。
If we depart from the feeling of the body or the assembly,This verse will completely be wrong.
今天有很多人，他们在祷告、读经的上面 都很下功夫的。
Many people spend a lot of time and effort on reading the scripture and praying.
那么这些的弟兄姊妹，他们心里对主也确实是很火热的。
And these brothers and sisters are truly fervent to the Lord.
那么他们觉得这个就叫做丰富了。
And they think that this is being rich.
但是弟兄姊妹，若是你仔细的看他里边的生命。
But if you truly look into their inner life,
你会发现他只有丰富的外貌，没有丰富的实际。
They only have a rich outer appearance, but not rich in reality.
用年长一代的弟兄姊妹讲，他里边没有那个膏油在里边。
In the words of the elders, they do not have the life of with anointing oil.
那么原因是很简单的，弟兄姊妹。
And the reason, the cause is simple.
那么这些弟兄姊妹因为他们的个性太强了，太硬了，太大了，太个性化了。
It's because they have a very strong and sort of stubborn personality.
那么第二件事情，神对约书亚说你要起来，是在一章的三节。
And the second thing the Lord tells Joshua to rise up is in chapter 1 verse 3.
那里神对约书亚说，凡你脚所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
And verse 3 says, I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses.
迦南地是神应许给以色列人的。
The land of Canaan is what God had promised to the Israelites.
但是神告诉约书亚说，
But the Lord tells Joshua,
即便是如此，你们这些以色列人，你们必须要用脚去踏的。
Even so, you have to step your foot onto the land.
我觉得下午交通的时候，有一位姊妹交通的很好。
In the afternoon, I think it is very well for one of the sisters to say.
那么她说，你踏一步，这一步就是你的。
She said, for one step or one foot in the land, that land is yours.
你踏两步，这两步就是你的。
And for two steps, these two steps are yours.
那么他没有说下去，踏三步，踏十步的。
And of course, she did not continue to the third or even the tenth step.
弟兄姊妹，你踏一百步，这个一百步就是你的。
Even if you step 100 foot, these 100 foot of land is yours.
踏了才是你的。
Only if you step your foot on it, the land is yours.
那么你说这个是神应许给我的。
You can say this is what the Lord has promised me.
但是你要用脚去踏的。
But you have to leave your foot on it.
那么你不用脚去踏呢？神的应许向着以色列百姓就是空的。
But if you don't step your foot onto the land, then the promise will be empty.
所以你看见了吗？这是一个属灵的一个原则。
So this is a spiritual principle.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们说生命得丰富是在乎神的旨意和带领。
So to have a rich spiritual life, it is upon God's will.
那么这是绝对没有错的。
This is not wrong.
但是另外一面，神的旨意和工作若是不具体的落实到我们每一天的生活和侍奉的里面呢？
But on the other hand, for God's will and His work to be completed, it has to be reflected from our life.
落实进生活的细节的里边。
It has to be reflected by every details of our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命是不会丰富的。
Our brothers and sisters, our life will not be complete.
所以很多的时候，丰富变成我们的一个口号。
And being abundant becomes a slogan.
所以我们到了教会里边来，我们要记得拿了一个面具，这个面具叫属灵。
And when we come to the church, we need to know that we put on a mask, and it's called the mask of the spirit.
那么这个属灵 being spiritual.
Being spiritual.
那么这个属灵的面具一戴，我们觉得喊口号，我们觉得这个就叫教会生活了。
And being spiritual, we put on this spiritual mask and we shout our slogan. This is what it means to be abundant.
那么我认识不少的弟兄姊妹的。
I know some brothers and sisters.
他们带查经讲专题都是非常到位的。
They do Bible studies and they do fellowships.
那么是很有服事的恩赐的。
And they receive many blessings of grace.
那么等到他们所讲的那个道理轮到自己头上了。
When the responsibility arises is on them.
比如说忍耐啊，谦卑啊。
Such as humility.
身体的合一啊。
Endurance, unity with the body.
那么第一个跳票的就是他自己。
And the first one to leap out is them.
那么结果在今天神的家里边。
So in today in God's house.
讲团体的没有身体的感觉。
When we talk about unity, there are no feelings of the body.
讲内在生活的没有十字架的经历。
When we talk about our inner body, there is no testimony of the cross.
讲谦卑的是最惹不起的。
And when we talk about humility, it's those who aren't humble.
为什么弟兄姊妹这样的事情在神的家里边是一而再再而三的出现？
And brothers and sisters, why are these things happening in our God's house?
弟兄姊妹，答案很简单，我们的脚掌没有去踏。
The answer is simple, it's because we did not use our feet to place our footsteps.
那么第三，我们看在一章的四节那里，我们注意到神量给约书亚的应许之地。
And in chapter 1, verse 4, we see the land that God measured to Joshua.
神告诉约书亚说，你要在这一片的土地上，你要起来的。
The Lord tells Joshua, in this piece of land, you will rise up.
大家注意，在一章四节那里边是一块非常非常广阔的土地。
We see that from verse 4, that the land God promised is a land with great expanse.
你回到一章四节，你去读。
When you return to verse 4,
你会发现这一块土地是北从黎巴嫩。
You realize that this land is from the land of Euphrates to the Hittites.
西到大海日落之处。
All the way to the Great Sea on the west.
那么东边呢，是从幼发拉底大河。
And the east, there's the Euphrates River.
那么这个就是叫在古时候叫做赫人的全地。
In the ancient time, this is the land, the territory of the Hittites.
那么赫人我们就知道是现在比如说希腊人啊，那些他们的祖先。
Hittites are probably modern Hebrews, Greeks.
Yeah. 那么神就对约书亚说，这样子一片大的土地，说都要做你们的境界。
So the Lord tells Joshua, this entire land will be yours.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们讲应许之地，我们讲叫以色列人得丰富的地方。
Today, when we talk about the land, the promised land, we describe as the land that is abundant.
我们要记住一件事情，我们必须回到约书亚记的一章第四节。
We need to remember to return to the verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 4.
你们知道吗？今天最近前的犹太的拉比都是这样子读圣经的。
We know that even the most fervent rabbi of today's world, today's time reads the scripture like this.
因为这个叫做应许之地。
This is what the promised land is.
迦南地是应许地的一个部分。
The land of Canaan is only a part of the promised land.
迦南地不是应许地的全部。
Canaan is not the entire promised land.
迦南地是应许之地的一个代表。
The Canaan is only a representative of the promised land.
那么如果我们有机会去读约书亚十三章，
If we have the chance, the opportunity to read chapter 13 of Joshua.
那么在那个地方，约书亚就带领九个半支派，那么在神的面前，他们研究分地。
We know that Joshua and the 9.5 tribes of Israelites divide their land.
那么你就会发现，他们连应许之地之中的那个迦南地都没有全部得着。
That they weren't even able to divide even just Canaan, the part of the entire promised land.
那么弟兄姊妹，这一句话就告诉我们说，神为我们预备，神应许赐给我们的丰富，是远超过我们所能够拥有的度量的。
From this verse, we know that God's preparation, His abundance for us.Is more than we can enjoy.
那么今天我们每一个追求丰富的神儿女，我们里边对丰富，我们要有这样一个清楚的认识。
So as children of God, we need to understand what these riches God has prepared for us are.
你有了这个认识，你才能够进到这个丰富的里边。
Only after you understand what these riches are, can you enter into these riches.
所以约书亚他是在神的面前，他这样领受应许之地的。
So this is how Joshua before the Lord enters the land of the promise.
弟兄姊妹，你可以想象，当他在以色列九个半支派面前研究分地的时候，他里边的感觉是什么？
So can you feel what Joshua was feeling when he and the 9.5 tribes of Israel were dividing up the promised land?
如果你和我是约书亚的话，他在这样分地的时候，他在神面前，他一定有一个祷告的。
So if we were Joshua, we must have been needed to pray before the Lord when we are dividing up the land.
他说，主啊，你是丰富，我们是贫穷。
Lord, you are abundant and rich, we are poor.
但是很多的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们把贫穷当作丰富了。
But many times, brothers and sisters, we see poor as being rich.
今天神的家在见证在经历上，我们是何等的贫穷和软弱。
In today's time, as we are being very poor.
尤其是年轻人来讲，我们觉得坐在这里听听就已经是很好了。
Especially for the younger people, we come here and we listen to the message and we think it is enough.
为什么弟兄姊妹？
Why is it like such a?
根本来说是很多的神儿女，他们得丰富的眼界太有限了。
In reality, the sight of the brother and sister, the sight is very narrow when we act like this.
弟兄姊妹，我们的胃口太小了。
Our appetites are too small.
就像那个时候的九个半支派，他们觉得得了迦南地当中的一个部分，好的不得了了。
Such as the nine and a half tribes, when they just received a portion of Canaanite, they thought it was very insufficient.
但是你知道吗？我们回到约书亚一章四节的里边看，我们才得到了一点点、一点点的那个地。
But when we return to verse 4, they only received just a portion of the land of Canaan.
你知道吗？今天那些犹太的拉比，他们读到约书亚一章四节的时候，他们眼睛是含着眼泪的。
Do you know many rabbis today when they read verse 4 of chapter 1, their eyes are full of tears?
他们只能够指着神的话，对着他们的子孙说：“这是神应许给我们的。”
They can only point to the points of the verse and tell their children, "This is what God had promised us."
弟兄姊妹，我们去读旧约的历史书。
When we read the historical books of the Old Testament,
你会看见在所罗门王极荣华的时候，以色列的疆界都没有达到这个地步。
Even during the grandeur and the splendor of King Solomon, his splendor was not as much as these.
反而在东边那个从幼发拉底大河的那一片的地。
And it was only the land of the west.Of where the Euphrates River were located.
你知道先知以赛亚是怎么说的吗？
Do you know what the prophet Isaiah said?
因为那一片的地是亚述的地。
Because that land belonged to Assyrians.
那个以赛亚说，是耶和华的话如此说。
The prophet Isaiah said, the Lord said this.
亚述我怒气的杖。
The rod of anger of the Assyrians.
为什么弟兄姊妹
why is it?
这片地应该是神应许给以色列百姓的。
This land was promised to the Israelites.
好，神说你不用你的脚掌去踏吗？
The Lord says, sure, if you're not going to place your foot on there.
你不想要那块地吗？
You do not want that land.
你觉得进了迦南地你们就满足了吗？
You felt sufficient when just with Canaan.
现在我就叫这块地成为你肋下的那个刺。
Now I will make that land a thorn in your ribs, inside your ribs.
弟兄姊妹，这难道不是神家今天的见证吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this not the testimonies of our of God's house today?
那么第四件事情，我们来看一章的五节。
And for the fourth thing, let's read verse 5 of chapter 1.
神就应许约书亚和以色列人。
And the Lord made a promise to Joshua and the Israelites.
神告诉约书亚说：“你要起来。”
The Lord tells Joshua that he must stand up.
你起来以后，你平生的日子。
The Lord tells Joshua to stand up all the days of his life.
什么叫做你平生？就是你的一生一世。
What it means is that all the days of his life.
他说：“你平生的日子，我怎样与摩西同在，我也照样与你同在。”
The Lord promises how all the days of Joshua, as The Lord was with Moses, so the Lord will be with Joshua.
弟兄姊妹，我们快快地从两个方面来看“平生的日子”这句话。
Let's look at this verse, all the days of your life, from two directions.
那么一面我们看见神向着他儿女宝贵的应许。
On one hand is the Lord's promise to his children.
他不会有一天，他不会有一分钟，他不会有一秒钟撇下或者丢弃他的儿女。
The Lord will not depart from his children, not even for a minute or a second.
那么什么叫做丰富？就是我们信神不会撇弃我们呢。
What does it mean to be rich? Is that when we believe, the Lord will not abandon us.
那么有许多弟兄姊妹就已经开始问问题了。
So many brothers and sisters will start asking questions.
那么为什么我祷告了这么半天，神不回答我的祷告？
So why does not the Lord answer my prayers?
所以我们跟弟兄姊妹讲，神回答我他儿女们的祷告有三个答案。
And we respond that when the Lord answers the prayers, there will be three responses.
是不是等一等
？Yes, no, and wait a moment.
所以当我们等一等的时候，我们就等不起了。
And when we are asked to wait a moment, we lost our patience.
我们以为神撇下我们不管。
We thought the Lord has abandoned us.
那么从另外一方面来讲看。
In the other side direction,
约书亚平生的日子，他没有一分钟，没有一天，没有一秒钟可以离开神的同在。
In the life of Joshua, not even for a day or a minute or a second, does Joshua depart from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个平生的日子，它是从两边你要来看这句话的。
So for the phrase, all the days of your life, you have to look at it from both directions.
那么一面，神是必不撇下我们的。
On one side, the Lord will not abandon us.
那么另外一面呢，我们不能够离开神的同在的。
On the other hand, we must not depart from the presence of the Lord.
那么这两面合在一起呢，它才成为一个实体的。
When you combine both sides, it becomes one in unity.
那么今天有的人呢，他就讲神必不撇下我们。
So many people said the Lord does not abandon us.
但是我们呢，可以经常离开神，我们到这个法拉盛去逛一圈的。
But it is okay for us to depart from the Lord and go walk around in flesh.
那么也有的弟兄姊妹呢，说我不离开神的。
And some brothers and sisters said we do not depart from the Lord.
但是他们在神面前呢，他们不注重说神的同在的。
But before the Lord, they do not take heed of the Lord's presence.
所以你看见吗？为什么从约书亚开始带领以色列百姓进到迦南地的时候，神反复嘱咐他们有一件事情。
So you can see that the Lord repeatedly tells Joshua when he leads the Israelites.
那么这件事情就是什么呢？你们要守安息日。
And this one thing that was repeatedly repeated was to watch the Passover.
我们要问说，神的百姓在安息日得到什么
？Oh, the Sabbath. Sorry.
It's okay.神的百姓在安息日得到什么
？So what does the Israelites receive from the Sabbath？
弟兄姊妹，当神的百姓进到安息日的实际的里边
，What did they truly receive when they entered the Sabbath？
他们是回到神的同在的里边。
They are returning to the presence of the Lord。
我知道今天在座的有许多弟兄姊妹上班是很努力的。
I know that many brothers and sisters work very hard for their job。
弟兄姊妹，安息日实在是太重要了。
But brothers and sisters, Sabbath is truly very important.
不是简简单单让我们身体休息一天。
It's not just for our body to have rest.
而是借着安息日，我们回到神的同在的里边。
But through Passover, we may return to the presence of the Lord.
我们有一个机会是神量给我们的恩典，我们能够跟神说，你的儿女回来了。
That from the grace of the Lord, we may tell the Lord that we are back as children.
你会发现在旧约的历史的里边，哪一次以色列人他们在这一点上面他们失落了，他们整个就失败了。
We can see from the history of the Old Testament that whenever they fail to watch the Sabbath, they crumble apart.
所以这一句话很重要，你平生的日子。
So the verse is very important, all the days of your life.
大卫懂这句话，因为大卫是一个属灵的人。
David knew this because he was a man after God.
我们都知道大卫在诗篇二十七篇里边他有一个祷告。
We know that David had this prayer in Psalms 27.
他说有一件事我曾寻求，但是我仍然要寻求。
He said, "There's one thing I seek after the Lord, and I'm still seeking."
那么这件事情就是我要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
That all the days of my life I will dwell in your temple.
瞻仰他的荣美。去在他的殿里求问。
To look upon his beauty and to seek peace in his temple.
弟兄姊妹，我们明白吗？大卫讲的一生一世是什么意思
？Brothers and sisters, can you understand what David means when he says all the days of his life?
我们回到约书亚一章的时候，我们就知道，就是神跟约书亚讲，一生一世就是你平生的日子。
When we return to the book of Joshua, verse 4, all the days of your life means every single days.Throughout your life.
今天有很多的神儿女。
There are many brothers and sisters today.
他们曾经是寻求过，曾经是瞻仰过神的荣美的。
They had seek the Lord and they have seek after His beauty.
他们曾经是到神的殿里边去求问神的。
They have asked and seek after the Lord and His house.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个曾经叫做经历，不叫做丰富。
But this past was experienced, but is not rich or abundant.
那么他们跟随主，他们侍奉主，曾经追求，曾经下过功夫的。
In the past, they served the Lord and they put effort into worshiping the Lord.
为什么结局没有达到一个丰富的地步呢？
So the, why wasn't the ending abundant and rich?
因为原因很简单，弟兄姊妹，因为他们的丰富只在曾经的日子。
The answer is simple. It's because their rich used to be in the past.
不在平生的日子。
And not all the days of their life.
那么我们看见，然后神就对约书亚讲，你要刚强壮胆。
So the Lord tells Joshua, be strong and courageous.
刚强壮胆是一个复合字。
Being strong and courageous is
a compound word.
那
么很有意思的，你看，在约书亚记里边，神对约书亚说话常常是用复合字的。
In the book of Joshua, the Lord frequently used compound words to speak to Joshua.
这个复合字啊，比神对摩西说话都多。
These compound words were used more than when the Lord spoke to Moses.
比约瑟多，比亚伯拉罕都多。
More than Jacob and more than Abraham.
这个里边是很有意义的。
And this is very meaningful.
这个约书亚的一生啊，是很值得我们去在里边推敲的。
The life of Joshua is very interesting for us to analyze.
你比如说这个你比如说刚强壮胆。
Such as being strong and courageous.
你比如说举目观看。
Such as lifting up your face to seek the Lord.
你比如说研究分地。
Such as casting the lot.
那么它里边都是有很丰富的意义的啊。
And it's full of rich and meaningful definitions.
那么刚强是强壮的意思。
So being strong is being strong.
那么强壮的人呢，他就能够站立，他就能够站立得稳的。
So strong people can stand up firm.
那么只有你站立得稳的人呢，才能够征战的。
So only when you can stand up firm can you go to war.
那么一个走路这个歪歪倒倒的人是不能上战场的。
So for those who cannot stand up straight or crooked.
那么弟兄姊妹，这就是刚强的意思。
They cannot go to war. This is what it means to be strong.
所以我们知道了这个背景，我们就知道为什么保罗在以弗所六章讲到属灵军装的时候。
So when Paul talks about the war, the spiritual war in Book of Ephesus, chapter 6.
保罗就勉励我们说要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
Paul encourages to take up the armor of the Lord.
然后他怎么说？他说你们要在征战的日子要站立得住。
In your days of campaign, you must stand up firm.
而且站立得稳。
And you must be stable.
所以神就对约书亚说，你和以色列人进到迦南地，你们首先要站立得住的。
So when the Lord tells Joshua, when you enter the land of Canaan, you must be able to stand up firm.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见了，你在生命上要进到丰富的地步。
So, brothers and sisters, we know that for our lives, in order for our life to be rich and abundant,
你要在神的话语的上面，你要在祷告的上面，你这个人要站得住的，你这个人要站得稳的。
In the Lord's script words and in our prayers, we must stand firm.
我曾经遇见过一个姊妹。
I once met this sister.
这个姊妹呢，有一个特别的，在神儿女的当中有一个特别的爱好。
She has this interesting hobby.
那么她呢，就是要到处求人呢为弟兄姊妹，求弟兄姊妹为她代祷。
She asked around, asking brothers and sisters to pray for her.
而且她祷告的那个单子是很长很长的。
And she has a long list of prayer requests.
那么这个当然是好的。
Of course, this is a good thing.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们连读经祷告都需要别人代劳的话，那么我们怎么能够进到丰富的境地呢？
But brothers and sisters, we have to ask others to help us with our prayers and reading the word, how can we be rich in life?
今天的年轻人，我们要侍奉主。
Today, younger brothers and sisters need to serve the Lord.
你知道吗？你的担子是很重的，你要把见证的这个担子，你要接过去。
You have the younger brothers and sisters. You have to carry this burden of testimony.
你连祷告你都站立不住，你怎么接？
If you can't even stand firm in prayer, how can you receive this burden?
所以这个神对约书亚的第一句话讲，就是你要刚强壮胆。
Therefore, the first thing the Lord tells Joshua is to be strong and courageous.
我们知道它是一个复合字。
We know that this is a compound word.
你刚强了才能够壮胆。
You have, must be first strong and then you can be courageous.
你连站都站不住，你怎么勇敢呢？
If you can't even stand firm, how can you be courageous?
是不是真的吗？如果我们站都没站住，我们勇敢，那么就是今天我下午讲的，我们喊口号了。
If we can't even be strong first, and then we be courageous, then it becomes a mere slogan.
所以有的聚会就是这样子，喊起口号来，大家谁都会喊的。
So some assemblies are such as this; they are just shouting mere slogans.
然后真的我们要放到实际生活的当中，大概只有小猫两三只了。
And when we are in the real life, only a few people can live up to this standard.
所以我们看见刚强了才能够壮胆，这是神对以色列人进入迦南地的那个心意。
Therefore, this is the will of the Lord for the Israelites to be first strong and then courageous.
那么我们看见刚强壮胆，神对着约书亚说是三句话。
And we see that the Lord tells Joshua to be strong and courageous in three verses.
首先神在一章六节对约书亚说，你在要在应许的上面刚强壮胆。
First, the Lord tells Joshua to be strong and courageous in the swearing of their forefathers.
那么以色列人确实是摩西带领他们出了埃及的。
It is true that Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
那么他们进到旷野以后呢，他们就有很多的抱怨。
And when they enter the wilderness, they have many complaints.
哎，但是你发现没有，他们有一个特点。
But then you find this one similarity.
哎，他们的抱怨比我们今天的高级。
Their complaints are in a higher level compared to ours.
他们抱怨都要把摩西拉来，要跟着摩西抱怨的。
They must drag Moses into their complaints.
那么就像等于说，今天我们要有抱怨的话，我们一定要等两位弟兄负责的弟兄来了，我们当着他们的面抱怨。
It's almost as when we make our complaints today, we must drag some of the two elder brothers into it.
那么所以你看着以色列人，他们连抱怨神都要摩西啊把他拉来的。
So the Israelites, when they make the complaints, they even want to drag Moses into them.
大事小事，反正摩西是他们的家长。
No matter whether it be small things or big things, Moses is their parent.
那么现在好了，耶和华的仆人摩西死了。
And now Moses has died.
谁来管他们呢？
Who's going to watch over them?
谁来听他们的抱怨呢？
Who's going to listen to their complaints?
那么谁带领他们继续走前面的路呢？
Who's going to lead their paths forward?
那么借着这一句话，神就叫以色列人明白。
And based on this one verse, the Lord makes the Israelites understand.
虽然摩西过去了，
Though Moses has passed away,
摩西的时代过去了，
Moses' generation has ended.
但是神的应许永远不会过去的。
But the Lord'swill never fade away.
那么所以我们就知道诗人他在119篇他有一个祷告。
And we know that in Psalms chapter 119 there's this one prayer.
他说耶和华你的话立定在天直到永远。
It says, Lord, your words will be forever established.
无论带领以色列人是摩西也好，
Whether it be Moses who leads the Israelites,
是约书亚也好，
or Joshua,
是加勒也好，
or Caleb,
他们都有大能，
they all have great abilities,
他们都有忠心有爱心的，
they all have loving heart and a royal heart,
但是弟兄姊妹他们都会过去的，
but they will all fade away,
他们的年代都会过去，他们的服事都会过去的，
their generation will pass and their work will pass,
只有神的应许是永远不会过去的。
Only God's promise will never pass away.
今天约书亚要带领以色列人进到迦南地。
And today Joshua wants to lead the Israelites into the promised land.
神就特别要约书亚在这一个点上，他必须站得稳而又稳的。
And the Lord specifically asked Joshua to be firm.
弟兄姊妹，我们得丰富，并不是因为神的仆人曾经在我们中间的服事。
Brothers and sisters, the riches in our life aren't because of the works of those who existed before us.
不是因为过去曾经有过的那些有福的年代。
Isn't because the generation that received riches in our past.
有的神儿女在这些人和事上花了太多的心思。
Some children of God spend too much effort on thinking.
那么这个是不对的。
It is wrong.
因为神的应许才是我们达到丰富的一个唯一的依靠。
Because the the only reliance we have in our riches is the Lord's will, Lord's promise.
那么第二句刚强壮胆是在一章的七到八节。
The second verse containing strong and courageous is in verse 7 and 8.
神就命令约书亚说，
The Lord commands Joshua,
你要谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐的一切律法。
You must obey all the laws that was given to Moses' servant.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见了吗？刚强壮胆第一是在神的应许。
So we see that to be strong and courageous, first it has to be under God's promise.
我们才能够进到丰富的里边。
Then we, may we enter riches.
第二是在神的话语，因为律法就是神的话语。
The second is under the words of the Lord, which is His law.
我们才能够进到丰富的里边。
Then we may enter His riches.
以色列人他们能不能进迦南地？
May the Israelites enter the land of Canaan?
他们能不能在迦南地能够住得下来？
Can they live in the land of Canaan?
都取决于他们对神的律法的态度坚决不够坚决。
It's all up to their attitude toward the words of the Lord.
强壮不够强壮呢？
Whether they are strong and courageous.
那么我最近特别的是对年轻人呀有一点点的负担。
Recently, I have more focus on the burdens of the younger generation.
弟兄姊妹，年轻人是活泼好动的。
Brothers and sisters, the younger people are very lively.
是吗？你们年轻人都比我们活泼好动，是吗？
You younger folks are more lively than me.
那么我们追求主的丰富的时候，我们要考虑到年轻人的特点的。
When we are following after the Lord's riches, we may see some of the traits of the younger generation.
那么对我来讲，聚会就是坐在一个地方不要动就可以了。
For assembly, in my interpretation, to sit somewhere and just not move.
但是在我们中间，这个年轻人带领诗歌，一会儿要我们站起来。
And among us, when the younger generations lead the worship, they ask us to stand up.
啊，他说你唱这个赞美主的时候，你要把手举起来。
And when you worship the Lord, you have to lift up your hands.
哎，然后嘛就叫我们坐下去。
And then ask us to sit down.
哎，然后一会儿又叫我们站起来。
And then again, ask us to stand up again.
我心里就想，你这个到底有完还是没完呢？
And in my heart, I want to say, is this a, can you stop it already?
但是弟兄姊妹，这是年轻人的特点。
And of course, this is a special trait of the younger people.
这就是主在他们里边的那个摸到他们的感觉。
And the Lord touched this feeling in the body.
但是你要考虑到他们的感觉的。
You have to consider their feelings.
哎，所以我总是第一个在站起来。
So usually I'm the first one to stand up.
我只是心里想你有完没完，我从来嘴巴上没有讲过。
Of course, it's only in my heart that I says, "Can you stop it already?"
但是弟兄姊妹，不要把活泼、好动和丰富划等号划起来。
But brothers and sisters, don't equate lively with riches.
有的时候主会量给年轻人有那种感觉的里边往前冲一冲的经历的。
Sometimes the Lord may measure the feeling of rushing forward to the youths.
这就是他们的宝贵。
This is what's precious to them.
你要把今天这个翻译的担子要压在我身上，不是我不会讲英文，我会受不了的。
And when you place this burden of translation on me,
但是感谢主，他年轻啊，他就在感觉里边主，这是主粮给他的，不是他自己的，是吗？
But I'm young, and this is what the Lord has measured to me.
这就是主量给不同的年龄的人，我们感谢主的，阿们吗？
This is what the Lord measures to different people.
主会量给年轻人，有很多的时候在感觉里边往前冲一冲，其实就那个就冲过去了。
The Lord measures this feeling of rushing forward, but this feeling usually passes away very fast.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们必须知道，生命的丰富绝对不能依赖感情的冲动的。
But brothers and sisters, the riches in life should not be relied upon the sudden feeling.
这些东西都会在我们里边占一点点的成分的。
This feeling only takes up a segment of our life.
就像我们的主，但是我们不要忘记，我们的主他在引用《生命记》八章的时候，我们的主说了一句非常宝贵的话。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8, the Lord says something very important.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃靠神口中所出一切的言语。
That man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，尤其是年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们要服侍主，前面有很长的路要走。
Especially younger brothers and sisters, for those of you who want to worship the Lord, there's a long path ahead.
有一件事情是非常重要的。
One thing that is very important.
就像神吩咐约书亚一样。
Just like what the Lord commanded Joshua.
你要谨守遵行我吩咐我仆人摩西他所说一切的律法。
You have to strictly obey what I have given the law to my servant Moses.
年轻人服侍主什么是最重要的？
What is important for the youth to worship the Lord?
不是他们冲一冲的才能。
Not their ability to rush forward.
不是他们的知识。
And not their knowledge.
亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹，乃是在神的话语的上面，你愿意下扎实的功夫。
Dear younger brothers and sisters, it is to put enough effort on the word of the Lord.
你要下对的功夫。
You need to spend enough time and effort.
我看见很多的年轻的弟兄姊妹，是年轻的弟兄姊妹哈。
I see many younger brothers and sisters.
是弟兄姊妹哈，都差不多都是弟兄姊妹。这个进来聚会的时候，大家都成了低头族了。
Every younger brothers and sisters bow their heads down.
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹，做低头族是撒旦很厉害的一个诡计。
Bowing your heads down is sort of a temptation, a deception of the Satan.
我这次回去看望我病重的老父亲。
When I went back to visit my sick father,
我到中国大陆，你到飞机场、机场，坐地铁，你到任何的地方，从老到少，全部都是低头族。
When I was in the airports or the subway in China, many, almost everyone had their heads down.
连不识字的小孩子都是这样。
Even for children who cannot understand words, they were looking down on their phone.
我们明天要交通约书亚举目观看。
Tomorrow we will talk about Joshua lifting his head.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，如果你已经习惯了做低头族，你怎么能够举目观看？
Younger brothers and sisters, if you are used to having your head down, how can you lift up your head toward the Lord?
趁着你年轻，在主的话语上面下扎实的功夫。
While you're young, lay a strong foundation in the words of the Lord.
背圣经，你别光读圣经。
Memorize the Bible, not just simply read it.
那么第三句话，刚强壮胆是在一章九节。
And the third verse mentioning strong and courageous is in verse 9.
神就对约书亚说你要刚强壮胆。
The Lord tells Joshua to be strong and courageous.
你的刚强壮胆要在神的同在的上面，你要站立得稳。
It's under God's presence that you can stand strong and courageous.
你越在神的同在的上面站立得稳，你里边越有勇气的。
Only with his presence, when you stand strong and courageous.
弟兄姊妹，我们读约书亚记的时候，整篇的约书亚记是一部征战的历史。
Brothers and sisters, when you read through the book of Joshua, we see that this book is a book of campaign.
那么，以色列的敌人，他们是占尽了天时地利啊，这个啊人和各方面有利的条件。
The enemies of Israel has advantages in geography or time.
那么迦南人常常他们是联手起来来对付以色列人。
The Canaanites often allied with each other to fight against Israelites.
但是弟兄姊妹，以色列人他们为什么每次都能够转败为胜？
But brothers and sisters, how come the Israelites can always come out victorious?
是靠他们运气吗？
Is it because of their luck?
是靠他们的能力吗？
Is it because of their abilities?
都不是的，弟兄姊妹。
It's not so, brothers and sisters.
以色列人征战得胜，是因为神向着他们守约是慈爱。
It's because of the Lord who gave them mercy and grace.
神在他们的中间。
The Lord was among them.
神与他们同行。
The Lord was with them.
弟兄姊妹，我们得丰富是根据于神所做的，不是根据于人所做的。
Brothers and sisters, we receive our abundance. It is because of what the Lord has done, but not because of what we have done.
我们若是把眼界总是放在地上的人事物，我们永远是贫穷。
If we always had our sight on the floor, we will always remain poor.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们还是要学会在各样的环境里边，把眼界调整到神所要的那个眼界。
Therefore, we must adjust our sight to where the Lord wants our sights to be.
把调整到那个神所做的、神要做的、神能够做的。
To adjust our sights into a level where what the Lord wants to do and what He has accomplished.
那么这样子，我们一定是能够进到丰富的里边。
And then we may truly enter rich and abundance.
我们实在是因为时间的关系，我们约书亚一章我们只能停在这个边了。
And because of the restriction of time, we can only stop here at the chapter 1 of Joshua.
那么刚才我们读过约书亚的三章和四章。
And earlier, we read through chapter 3 and chapter 4.
那么这就是以色列人他们进迦南一个很重要的经历，就是过约旦河。
And one important experience the Israelites had was crossing of the Jordan.
那么我们今天因为时间的关系，我们只能简单的交通它几个要点。
And because of time, we can only go through a few important things.
第一，弟兄姊妹，过约旦河绝对是信心里的经历。
First, crossing the Jordan is an experience of faith.
因为约书亚三章里边讲到以色列人他们在约柜的那个带领的下面。
In chapter 3, the Israelites were led by the Ark of the Covenant.
他们是跟着刚抬约柜的那个利未人祭司过约旦河的。
The Israelites followed after the Levitical priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant.
那么当祭司他们抬着约柜，他们的脚一踏进约旦河里，河水就分家了。
When the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant step into the Jordan, the river separated.
那么于是以色列全体就这么样子的过到约旦河了。
And the Israelites were able to normally walk across the Jordan River.
所以弟兄姊妹，这当然是信心里的经历。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, of course, this is the experience of faith.
那么祭司的脚不放进约旦河水里，约旦河水是不会分家的。
If the priests had not stepped their foot into the Jordan River, the Jordan River will continue to flow.
这是绝对没有错的启示。
This was definitely correct.
绝对没有错的历史。
This is a correct history.
但是我们还要再往前看到一点。
And when we look further into it,
过约旦河是信心里的经历。
Crossing the Jordan is a faithful experience.
是信心往前走的经历。
It is when our faith moves forward.
你记不记得我们在第一次交通的时候，我们就讲到，如果你不往前在信心里的话，你其实是已经退后了。
In our first meeting, we talk about if we don't move forward with our faith, then our faith is moving backwards.
在信心绝对没有原地踏步这个字的。
There is no word in the dictionary that describes our faith is not moving.
你要不就是往前，要不就是退后。
You either move forward or you move backward.
没有中间地带的。
There is no center placement.
今天有些神儿女，他们信了主以后，他们也期望能够过一个中间地带的生活。
Many children of God want to live a sort of lukewarm life.
那么我们明天会稍微讲到这一点，中间地带的生活的。
Tomorrow we will talk about a life that lives at sort of the center.
那么就是灰色地带的生活。
A life of gray area.
我们不要那么属灵。
We don't want to be too spiritual.
但是呢，我们也不能失去属灵。
But we can't lose the spirit.
因为我们失去属灵了，我们就失去属天的福气了。
Because once we lose the spirit, we lose the blessing of our eternal kingdom.
但是我们不能太属天的，是吧？
But we can't be too spiritual.
那么太属天的，属地的那个。这个钱呢就没有了。
Because we're too spiritual, we lose the money on this world.
哎，那么我们祷告的时候，我们就求主说，你让我们有一个既不黑也不白，是一个灰色的地带。
And when they pray for a life that is not too black or not too white, a life that is in the gray area.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的想法。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we think about.
这不是神的启示。
This is not the Lord's revelation.
信心要往前走。
Our faith must move forward.
要不你就退后了。
Or else you will move backward.
以色列人过约旦河和他们过红海是不一样的。
The crossing of the Jordan is different for the Israelites compared to when they crossed the Red Sea.
你过约旦河不能用过红海的方式来过的。
You can't cross the Jordan the same way you cross Red Sea.
因为过红海是海水先分家。
Because when you cross the Red Sea first departed.
那么以色列人过红海的时候，他们是过红海如走干地。
When the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, it's almost as they were walking on dry ground.
哎，但是过约旦河就不同了。
But crossing the Jordan was different.
那么那些刚抬约柜的祭司必须是把脚先放到约旦河里啊。
The Levitical priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant must place their foot into the river first.
你放进去，那个河水就分家了。
Only when they put their foot in the river, then the river stopped flowing.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见了吗？
So brothers and sisters, can you see?
你过了红海不等于你就过了约旦河。
Crossing the Red Sea doesn't mean you cross the Jordan River.
你不能用过红海的经历来过约旦河的。
You can't use the experience where you cross the Red Sea to cross the Jordan River.
你要过约旦河的话，必须把过红海的经历忘记背后，努力面前呢。
If you want to cross the Jordan River, you must forget the way you cross the Red Sea.
以色列人永远不能用过红海的经验来过约旦河。
The Israelites can never cross the Jordan River using the experience they had when crossing the Red Sea.
他们必须在信心的经历里边往前走。
Their faith must be able to move forward.
弟兄姊妹，我们在生命的经历里边，我们必须是往前的。
Brothers and sisters, in our life, we must move forward.
那么我今天遇见两位年轻人，我都问我说，2018年我来这边服事的时候，我好像见过你，好像没有见过你。
Today, I met two younger brothers, and I asked them about their faith in 2018.
呀，我盼望这个年轻的弟兄回答我，就说，哎呀，我们那个时候聚会到现在还是这样聚会。
I expect the response that our meeting in 2018 is the same as today.
到今天没有什么太大的改变。
There weren't many big changes.
弟兄姊妹，如果没有改变的话，就是你已经往后退了。
Brothers and sisters, if there aren't any change, then you are moving backward.
我们不能总停留在以往的光景的里边。
We cannot stay in the same position as we are in the past.
我们以前的光景，不管是好还是不好
，whether our past be good or it be bad,
都不能代替我们前面要走的路，这是一个很重要的原则。
It cannot replace the road we are going to walk in the future. This is a very important principle.
我们最后来看一点，过约旦河在这个约书亚四章里边讲是一个死里复活的经历。
In chapter 4 of Joshua, we see that crossing the river is a story about the resurrection and the death and resurrection.
我们今天要讲到一个问题的关键。
One question we want to address today is.
我盼望在这里边的弟兄姊妹，无论是年长的还是年轻的，我们都能够注意这个关键。
I hope that whether you are young or old, we may all address this.
你不把握这个关键，我们的生命是永远过不了约旦河的。
And we don't address this important thing, we can never cross the Jordan.
你知道吗？以色列人如果不过约旦河，对他们意味着什么
？Do you know what it means if the Israelites cannot cross the Jordan River?
重新回到旷野，再去转四十年。
They have to return back to the wilderness for 40 years.
四十年是一个世代。
40 years is one generation.
亲爱的年轻人，你们坐在这边，你们不要以为你们今天年轻。
Dear younger brothers and sisters, don't think that you are young today.
Like Americans says, time flies.
Like America says, time flies.
时间很快就过去了。
Time flies fast.
四十年一过，你们这一个时代就过去了。
40 years later, your generations will pass away.
亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹，到那个时候，你们到主的面前，主要问你们，你们到底是丰富还是贫穷？
Dear brothers and sisters, younger brothers and sisters, when you are before the Lord will ask you, was your life rich or was it poor?
你们到底有没有过了约旦河？
Did you cross the Jordan River?
我不希望弟兄姊妹到那个时候，我们说，什么叫做过约旦河？你听说过吗？
I don't wish our brothers and sisters to answer.What is the Jordan River? Have you crossed it?
然后我们跟主说，你等一会儿，我去问问爸爸妈妈，什么叫做过约旦河？
And we tell our parents, and we ask our parents, what is the Jordan River?
爸爸妈妈讲 ，long time ago 有一个信仰的弟兄那里讲过。
And our parents tell us that long time ago, a brother Yang told us.
弟兄姊妹，我们读约书亚记，我们看以色列人过约旦河，我们一定要读约书亚记的四章。
When we read through Joshua, we must read through chapter 4 where they crossed the Jordan River.
这是他们过约旦河最关键的地方。
This is an important part where they crossed the Jordan River.
你有信心的经历是不算的。
It's not enough when you have a faithful experience.
对，英文说的对，不足够的。
It's not sufficient.
你必须是在第四章的里边，照着神吩咐以色列人的这么做，你才算是过了约旦河了。
Just as in chapter 4 where the Lord commanded,Then we can have this experience of crossing the Jordan River.
弟兄姊妹，你若是有了这个经历，我们要讲感谢赞美主。
Once you have this experience, we can praise the Lord.
我们今天终于进到那生命丰富的地里边去了。
And finally, we can enter the life of rich and abundance.
那么好，我们大家一起来看约书亚四章以色列人他们是怎么过约旦河的。
And let's see how the Israelites crossed the Jordan River.
神叫约书亚从十二个支派里边打发十二个人。
The Lord commanded Joshua to pick 12 people from among the 12 tribes.
所以这十二个人呢，就做了以色列全体的代表。
And these 12 represented the whole 12 tribes of Israel.
所以你看见约书亚四章里边讲的经历，不是个人的经历。
So the experience here in chapter 4 is not just Joshua's own personal experience.
今天很多的弟兄姊妹喜欢读 Madame Gouin 的书。
Many brothers and sisters like to read Madame Gouin's book.
他们觉得这个是讲到他们里边内在的生活，是个人的经历。
They think it is a personal own experience.
那么如果是个人的经历的话，弟兄姊妹，很明显的神在这里，他只要嘱咐约书亚一个人做就可以了。
If it's own personal individual experience, then the Lord only needed to command Joshua to do.
他为什么要叫约书亚嘱咐以色列人说，你们一个支派出一个人？
Why did the Lord ask Joshua to pick out of the 12 tribes to do this?
弟兄姊妹，十字架得生命的路不是你一个人的路，乃是全体教会的路。
Brothers and sisters, the road to the life of cross isn't just your own life, but the life of the whole church.
所以这十二个人代表以色列全体。
So these 12 represent the whole of the tribes of Israel.
那么约书亚四章里边，他们就讲这十二个人呢，就从约旦河里取出十二块石头。
So in Joshua chapter 4, these 12 picked out 12 stones from the Jordan River.
是从约旦河的中间。
Is from the center of the river.
那么是河水最深的地方。
Is where the river is the deepest.
而且这个石头呢是埋在河底的。
And these stones were buried deep in the water.
那么不知道在那边埋了多长时间了。
And we don't know how long they were buried in the water.
那么这十二块石头埋出来，一个支派取一块石头。
And each tribe took up one stone from the river.
那么就带到约旦河的那一边。
And they brought the stones to the other side of the Jordan.
那么带到迦南地。
Into the land of Canaan.
那么做他们过河的见证。
As a testimony where when they crossed the Jordan River.
因为约旦河水如果不分家的话呢，以色列人他们就不能活着进迦南地，是不是都淹死了吗？
Because if the river doesn't stop flowing, then the Israelites will not be able to cross the Jordan and they will drown.
所以这十二块石头当然就是他们得生命的见证，是不是？
So these 12 stones are testimonies when they received life.
那么是这十二块石头，我们刚才读了四章九节结束的那边讲，这十二块石头至今仍在那边做他们的见证，是吗？
From verse 9, we learn that these 12 stones are still exist today as a testimony.
做他们得生命的见证，是吗？
As a testimony of them receiving a life.
但是弟兄姊妹，还有一件稀奇的事情。
But brothers and sisters, there's one more strange thing.
在四章九节那边。
In chapter 4, verse 9.
神又吩咐约书亚。
The Lord continues to obey, command Joshua.
你另取十二块石头。
To pick out another 12 stones.
那么就在他们取掉十二块石头的地方，你再把这个十二块石头再埋下去。
In the place where they picked up the 12 stones, they have to bury another 12 stones.
前面有读经的弟兄们告诉我们说，这另取十二块石头是从约旦河的东岸取过来的。
Some brothers said that picking up these 12 stones is picking up the stones from the other side, the east side.
这个东岸代表他们没有过约旦河之前那个旧人的光景。
The 12 stones on the east side represent when they didn't cross the Jordan River.
所以约书亚就在约旦河东岸的地方取了十二块石头。
So Joshua picked up the 12 stones from the east side of the river.
就埋在河底他们取出来的那十二块石头的地方。
And buried those 12 stones into the center of the Jordan River where they picked up the first 12 stones.
弟兄姊妹，你去看约书亚四章。
Brothers and sisters, when you read through chapter 4,
直到这十二块石头埋下去了。
Until these 12 stones were buried in the river.
祭司才刚抬着约柜，最后从约旦河水里边走上来。
Then the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant come up out of the Jordan River.
这时候以色列他们真正的过了约旦河。
Then this symbolizes truly the completion of crossing of the Jordan River.
弟兄姊妹，约旦河那西岸的一切的美地都是属于以色列人的。
The whole other side of Jordan River belongs to the Israelites.
神就跟约书亚讲，我指着我自己的信实说，这地一切的美物都是你的，你享受吧。
The Lord tells Joshua that this whole abundance, this whole prosperity is yours to enjoy.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做过约旦河。
Brothers and sisters, this was what it means to cross the Jordan River.
今天很多的人讲过约旦河，只讲约书亚三章的过约旦河。
Many people, when they talk about crossing the Jordan, they only mention chapter 3.
但是弟兄姊妹，在我们中间， 我们要讲约旦河，要讲约书亚四章的过约旦河。
But among us, we must also talk about chapter 4 of the book of Joshua.
一面代表得生命的十二块石头是从约旦河底下被带出来的。
On one hand, the receiving of life is symbolized by the picking up of the stones in the center of the Jordan River.
但是你要看见另外一面，有失去生命的那十二块石头被带来在约旦河下面，他们是埋在河底的。
On the other hand, we must also talk about placing the 12 stone on it from the east side into the center of the river.
那么这十二块石头是代表新的以色列。
The 12 stones represent a new Israel.
他们是过了约旦河了。
They have already crossed the Jordan River.
那么那十二块石头是代表倒闭旷野的以色列。
The other 12 stones represent the crumbling of the old Israelites.
他们是埋在约旦河的下面了。
They are buried under the Jordan River.
然而这十二块石头要被带出来，取决于那十二块石头要被埋在约旦河下面，是不是？
The first 12 stones being taken out must be followed by the burying of the 12 other stones.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见了吗？以色列人他们是怎么过的约旦河？
So brothers and sisters, can you see how the Israelites crossed the Jordan River?
他们是在一活一死的交换的中间，他们过了约旦河。
From the exchange between life and death, they crossed the Jordan River.
这样他们才能够到迦南美地，享受那美地一切的丰富。
Only after this can they go into the land of Canaan to enjoy all the prosperity.
我们感谢主，弟兄姊妹，是到了新约圣经的时候。
We thank the Lord that when we reach the New Testament,
启示的灵是借着保罗把这一个意义完全向我们解开，在罗马的六章里边。
The revelation of the Spirit is revealed to us in the book of Romans, chapter 6.
我们大家都知道，罗马六章保罗讲到浸到水里的受浸。
In Romans chapter 6, Paul described the entering of the Spirit through the water.
保罗讲我们受浸浸到基督的里边。
That we are baptized into Christ.
我们是浸到水的里边。
After entering under the water,
我们与他同埋葬了。
We are buried with him.
这个同埋葬，弟兄姊妹，是约旦河的东岸带来的十二块石头。
This burial is similar to the carrying of the 12 stones from the east side of the Jordan River.
埋在约旦河的底下。
Being buried under the center of the Jordan River.
但是保罗告诉我们浸到水里与他同埋葬。
But Paul tells us we are buried in this water with him.
我们从水里出来的时候，我们一举一动就有新生的样式。
And when we rise up above the water, we have receive a new life.
这个新生的样式，弟兄姊妹，就是那十二块石头，是十二个支派，一人一块，从约旦河里带出来的。
This new life is a sign of the 12 stones where the 12 of the tribes of Israel carried out from the center of the Jordan River.
所以我们看见了吗？这边有十二块石头，是代表我们在基督里边做新人。
So these 12 stones are a sign of our new life in our Lord Christ.
但是那边有十二块石头，是代表我们的旧人的。
But the other 12 stones represent our old selves.
那么我问你，今天我们怎么能够光顾着我们在基督里做新人
？So how can we think about only being a reborn again in Christ?
而不把我们的旧人旧性情埋到约旦河下面去呢
？And not think about our burying our old self under the Jordan River.
现在我们明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？Do we now understand?
保罗他在加拉太二章他讲的那一句话。
In Galatians chapter 2, Paul mentioned.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活。
That I'm nailed onto the cross with Christ, and now it is Christ living in me.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫丰富？丰富就是基督在我们里边活。
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be rich? It is when Christ lived in our lives.
然而，这个丰富是你不把你的自己埋到约旦河底下，那个另外十二块石头是挖不起来的。
If you do not first bury the 12 stones into the center of the Jordan River.
所以我们知道，约书亚记四章是讲到新约的十二块石头从河里出来。
So,
新的十二块石头从河里出来。
This new life is symbolized by the 12 stones being taken out of the Jordan River.
旧的十二块石头埋到河里。
And then burying the 12 stones into the Jordan River.
保罗是说我与基督同钉十字架。
Paul says, I am nailed onto the cross with Christ.
现在基督在我里面活。
Now Christ lives in me.
虽然前后的次序是有不同的。
Well, the sequence is different.
但原则是一个弟兄姊妹。
But the principle is the same.
生命必须经过死才能够显出他活的能力来的。
Life must experience death, then it can truly shine out its living.
经过死的生命才能够进到活的丰富的里边。
Only after death can they experience the riches of living.
弟兄姊妹，今天为什么许多神的儿女，他们觉得属灵的生活是那么无聊？
Why do many children of God think the life of Christ is boring?
他们觉得属灵生命的事情好像是很贫穷的。
They think many spiritual things are poor.
许多弟兄姊妹，他们信了主以后觉得无事可做的。
And after they believe in Christ, they felt that they have nothing to do.
原因很简单，弟兄姊妹。
The reason is simple.
归根结底，今天就有许多的神儿女，我们没有真正过约旦河的经历。
The root cause is that they never had this true experience of crossing the Jordan River.
我们的旧人没有经过死，没有死得透的经历，当然我们的新人是活不起来的。
Our old selves had not experienced death, therefore our new self cannot experience living.
我们在聚会的当中，在有新的弟兄姊妹受浸的以后，我们常常有这个见证的聚会。
In our meeting, after some brothers and sisters get baptized, they provide a testimony.
那么在见证的聚会上面呢，我就记得一位新受浸的姊妹，她就讲了。
And one sister from her testimony says.
那她就说我很感谢主。
That I thank the Lord.
我现在要好好的追求。
That I want to pursue after Him.
我要修炼生命。
That I want to train myself.
弟兄姊妹，姊妹的心是好的。
His will is good.
她对生命的认识还不够成熟。
But her attitude towards this understanding is not mature enough.
生命不是修炼来的。
Life is not from training.
生命是交换来的。
It is through exchange.
生命的原则是交换。
The principle of life is exchange.
真正丰富的路是交换的路。
A true life of riches is a life of exchange.
这个交换是十二块石头从约旦河里头出来。
This exchange is from the 12 stones from the center of the Jordan River.
另外有12块石头要埋到河底下去的。
And another 12 stones to be buried into the Jordan River.
埋进去的12块石头代表死。
The 12 stones that is buried represents death.
我的旧人的死，我的旧性情的死。
The death of my old self.
他现在在什么地方？
Where is it now?
在约旦河底。
It is under the river of the Jordan.
出来的那十二块石头。
The 12 stones that were picked up out of the Jordan River.
代表丰富的新人。
It represents a new rich self.
新的性情，新的生命。
A new life.
弟兄姊妹，这就是以色列人过约旦河。
Brothers and sisters, this is what it means for the Israelites to cross the Jordan River.
这是以色列人的故事，也应该是我们的故事。
This is their story, and it so should be our story.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们把你的话，我们再交还到主你的手中。
Lord, we deliver our life into your hands.
因为说话的是主你自己。
Because the one who speaks is you.
成就你的话在我们里边的也是你自己。
And you accomplish your will in our lives.
主，我们说我们的一切盼望都在乎主你自己。
Lord, our hope is in you.
因为我们都是神的工作，是在基督耶稣里造成的。
Because all our works are accomplished through the life of Christ.
我们就愿这些过去的话，但是在你的旨意的里边不会过去。
Or ask that your will never pass away.
把我们带到迦南美地。
And that you will bring us into the land of Canaan.
因为这是你的旨意，要我们来享受在基督里一切的丰盛。
Because this is your will for us to enjoy the prosperity and riches in your life.
主，我们为着今天的聚会，你与我们的同在，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for your presence among us tonight.
愿荣耀归给你，权柄归给你，颂赞都归给你。
And all glory and praise we give it to you.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
And in your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.